This week, we'll be discussing the Mozambique spitting cobra. Spring is around the corner, and that means the spitting cobras are waking up. September, October is spitting cobra mating season, so they can be really active in that time. Some springs, I can get daily calls for Mozambique spitting cobras. Last spring was pretty quiet for me. I didn't get that many last spring. It's quite interesting. It is a very common venomous snake in KwaZulu-Natal. It is common in the greater Durban area. It's found mostly around large patches of bush, like reserves, conservancies, green belts. That's where we get them a lot in Durban. In northern KwaZulu-Natal, they're very, very common, pretty much all over. They thrive here. Despite their name, they're not from Mozambique. Some people say to me when I catch them, I must take them back to Mozambique. But they do belong here. They're naturally occurring here, and they occur in many other African countries. In springtime, the female cobras will move around, leaving a scent trail behind, and the males will pick this up with their forked tongue. Like with many other snakes, I can catch multiple specimens in a garden at once, although this is not that common. One interesting case was in a garden in North Dean, Queensborough. A friend of mine called me for this large spitting cobra that was in his garden. I was really excited. He said, it's massive. 2 meters. So I rushed there. Unfortunately, when I got there, it had gone down the bank and into the bush, into Paradise Valley. But we walked back up and he showed me where he had seen the snake, and to our amazement, where he pointed out, it was a little wood pile. Behind, just sticking out from behind the wood pile, was another cobra. So, like, I was amazed. I caught it, and it was a female. So we figured, okay, that big male had come for that female. Anyway, I went home, and I was just getting ready for a bra with my in-laws, and he called me back to say, the big one's back. So I raced over again. This time it was sniffing around where the female was and then moved a bit closer to his house, probably looking for where the female was now. So we managed to capture it. At the time, it was the biggest spitting cobra I had caught. It was 1.7 meters long, which is really big for a Mozambique spitting cobra. We took pictures and we measured it there, and it was all very exciting. The whole family came out to see. Then I put it away. We walked around the house back to my car. Just as I was getting in my car, I forgot that I left my cell phone where we'd caught the snake. So as I walked back around, to my astonishment, I saw another cobra going to exactly where that female was. I couldn't believe it. I was screaming in excitement. Someone brought me my visor to protect my eyes, and we caught it. So 3 cobras in 3 hours in one garden. It was just, I've never had that again. That was quite something. 2 years after that, he actually had another pair of spitting cobras. They were lying together. That house might have a cobra curse, but he hasn't moved yet. Mozambique spitting cobras feed mostly on toads, those big brown frogs you hear croaking at night, but they'll also eat rodents and other snakes. Sometimes people ask me, because of the name spitting cobra, can it bite or does it just spit? This species can bite. It's actually the snake responsible for the most snake bites in this country each year. Especially in rural areas where people sleep on the floor. Sometimes bites happen in game reserves. They get into weird places. I catch many in bedrooms and lounges, under couches, kitchens. I remember a guy phoning me for one that was on his bedside table when he went to bed at about 2 in the morning. I don't know why he was up that late. Yeah, as he went to bed, there was this cobra on his bedside table. That's not a place I want to find a spitting cobra. And I like snakes, but that's not a snake I even want in my house. It mustn't be in my house. Just because they've got this bad habit of ending up in places where you least expect it, and then bites do happen. They're not hunting people. They're not coming into our homes to kill us. That's not their purpose. It just, it does happen, unfortunately. They have a cytotoxic venom, or mostly cytotoxic venom, and this causes a lot of tissue damage, and it's a really painful bite. And if left untreated, it could potentially be fatal. In the greater Durban area, we don't see many bites. They happen from time to time. The last one that stands out in my memory was a guy, his garage door was jammed, and as you know, garage door, they roll up. I don't know why, but he stuck his hand in there, and when he did that, the cobra bit his hand, and the cobra ended up getting killed in the gate. He didn't kill it on purpose. Luckily for that man, it was a dry bite where the snake does not inject venom, so he was really lucky. The Mozambique spitting cobra, of course, has the amazing ability to spray its venom. It's genius. For an animal to basically have its own pepper spray, it's really, really clever, and it's very effective. Occasionally we see, or I get called for people who have been spat at, but usually it's dogs. A dog will see this large snake in the garden and go for it. When a dog attacks a Mozambique spitting cobra, the snake will turn around and spray venom into the dog's eyes. I have been spat at, and I can tell you it's really painful. To me, it feels a bit like someone's got coarse sand, maybe like beach sand, and thrown it in my eyes with some soap. It burns. It does feel like sand in your eye. It's very uncomfortable. It's really painful. And you just want to rub your eye. That's the worst thing to do. If you are spat at by a Mozambique spitting cobra, what I find works really well is I go to the tap, connect the hose pipe, and turn the hose pipe on low pressure, of course. If you turn on high pressure, you're not going to have eyes. Open up your eye with one hand and hold the hose into your eye with the other hand. And just rinse for a good 10-15 minutes. Well, that's what I do for the best relief. What also works is a glass of water, a bottle of water, anything. If you can just get water. A lot of people like to use milk. Milk is a bit of an old wives' tale and milk is expensive, so just use water. It probably is a good idea to go to a doctor to have the doctor check out your eyes. In the case of dogs, because they're often getting spat at, and I mean in spring and summer I get many calls for dogs who've been spat at. Same thing, wash it out with water as best as you can. But of course, if you've got a large Rottweiler or Pitbull, that's going to be a really difficult job. So sometimes you just have to take the dog to the vet. Even if you are able to treat the dog by yourself, it's still a good idea to go to the vet for a checkup. Just make sure everything's okay. Because as I said, it's really painful. On the skin or on a dog's fur, there's nothing to worry about unless there's an open wound. If your pet is bitten by a Mozambique spitting cobra, get it straight to the vet. Don't waste any time. When the Mozambique spitting cobra sprays its venom into the eyes of its attacker, it does not then attack the person or dog who's coming after it. It moves away. So it really is clever, as I mentioned. It spits, you can't see, and it goes away. It's just trying to protect itself, and it, as I say, it works really well. Sometimes when I'm trying to remove a spitting cobra from sometimes a car or a cupboard, they hiss a lot. I find they've got quite a distinctive hiss. I've had it on a few occasions when I'm searching in a room or car for a large snake, and I hear a hiss, and I can tell if that's a cobra or a mamba. It's like a short, loud hiss, whereas mambas, it's more drawn out. Puff adders, we don't get so much in Durban, so I don't hear much of the hiss. Mozambique spitting cobras are brown in color, sometimes gray. Underneath, they're like a salmon pink color. Their hood, which they'll raise up if threatened, is usually orange, maybe sometimes yellow, with black bands. So it's quite distinctive. They don't always stand up though, and they don't have to stand up to spit at you. They can spit from a lying down position. Even if a snake handler is holding that cobra behind the head, it can still spray its venom. It's quite remarkable. So they're quite easy snakes to identify. They've got a large head. In 2017, I had a really exciting call in the North Dean area. There's a lot of cobras there. In a pipe in some municipal land, I removed a massive cobra. She measured out at 1.84 meters long. So she's the longest Mozambique spitting cobra on record. It was a really exciting day. We called her the Queen Cobra of Durban. When you release a snake, it's always a great feeling. And it was a great feeling releasing that snake. But it was also sad because I knew I probably will never see her again. And I just wish I could see her all the time. She was a magnificent animal. Very impressive.